and welcome to this week's CMS Personalized Learning Leader Voice Podcast, Episode 1. My name is Ray Giovanelli, and I'm the principal at Grand Oak Elementary School in Huntersville, North Carolina. Grand Oak was blessed to be in the first cohort of personalized learning schools in CMS, and we learned a great deal in the process. At the time that we started working on the implementation of the personalized learning philosophy, we were not really sure what it should or could look like. We were thinking of it as a thing or a set time instead of what it truly is, which is a philosophy of learning that should permeate everything we do. Today I will be talking about the ways that we have tried to inspire staff innovation and finding ways to create a risk-taking culture at Grand Oak as part of our personalized learning journey. As we started in with our implementation, we knew that we had to bring excitement and passion to the concept and show our staff that there may be other ways to look at things beyond the great things they were already doing. We have worked very hard to help our teachers focus on their why, to find the joy in what they're doing, and then to use that energy and positivity to make learning fun. The use of the No Complaining Rule by John Gordon also strengthened our school culture and helped staff to begin to see the importance of being problem solvers using a growth mindset and to always look for creative solutions instead of complaining. The book study really allowed people to see that they are able to take ownership in what is going on at school, and decisions are not just happening to them, that they are actually a part of them. They can be a part of positive change in everything they do. They also began to give kids more ownership, and they saw that they could do more than they realized and became more excited with the process of personalizing their learning. This same thinking really pushed and challenged our teachers to think about different ways to teach kids. As we introduced personalized learning, we wanted all of our staff to feel as if they had skin in the game and that they could contribute no matter where they were at that moment in their personal growth and progress. We decided to implement personalized learning in all grades at Grand Oak, and we decided for them to start in the area that they felt confident in. There was no reason for a teacher to implement such an aggressive concept and do it in an area they just didn't feel comfortable with. We didn't want them to feel that the work would be too far beyond them or overwhelming. This decision was impactful because teachers were going to feel comfortable about the content and could focus more on delivery. We met teachers where they were in their learning, as well as differentiating our PD, and gave them choice to help them grow from that spot. This move away from the one-size-fits-all PD system really showed great results at our school and got our teachers excited and choosing areas to grow. Again, they were taking ownership. We used the same concept and strategies that we wanted to see from them with children to help support our staff. We wanted to use assessment, see where they were, meet them where they were, and then scaffold learning to help all community members grow as part of the team. We were treating our teachers as the professionals that they are. We also knew that the obstacle that educators face most is the challenge of time. How could we create more time to help support teachers as they learn and grew? We made sure the teachers had planning daily and had one 90-minute planning block each week. We were also very cognizant of meetings and what could be shared in other ways beyond meetings. We were committed to not meet just to meet. We also began to teach classes, so teachers had additional time to try new things and ideas, and we implemented something called Innovate Time that we found on Twitter, where teachers could apply for 2 45-minute blocks of time to try new things, implement data notebooks, or implement other technology strategies that they wanted to try. These are things that they normally didn't have time to do, and it was a great opportunity for them. This also allowed our administrative team to be in classes more, work with students, and be models of what we were preaching to staff. Our school also looked at ways for teachers to begin to learn from each other, have staff lead PD sessions, create opportunities for teachers to visit other teachers' classrooms, and really tried to build trust in our school. Teachers began to grow and build confidence as they saw that they were not being judged by their peers, but instead celebrated. The administrative team also made sure that we have a shared vision of what our culture needed to look like, how we should model behaviors, and how to respond to all types of situations. Staff was able to see that we were on the same page, and we were also working to be lifelong learners. They began to believe that they could take more chances in their classrooms. They felt they could try new things. They started to see that they wouldn't be given negative feedback if a new technology or idea failed. This openness and ownership allowed teachers to blossom, to go back to focusing on the art of teaching, and in turn we saw teachers and students enjoying school more, and most importantly, having fun. Thank you for listening to the CMS PLO Leader Voice for this week. We look forward to learning more with you next month, and we hope you have a great day.